On October 20, 2008, I spoke with Gary Libby of Midcoast Fishermen's Association outside the Rockland Ferry Terminal, where a meeting on proposed new scalloping rules for state waters, including closed areas, had just ended. Last year, the association started up the Midcoast Fishermen's Cooperative, which markets locally caught groundfish under the Port Clyde Fresh Catch brand. I asked Gary for his first impressions of how the meeting went.
They talked about areas was too big. Most people didn't mind the 5.5-foot drags with the 4-inch rings. Most people were really opposed to just a straight-up 50-day season. They'd rather see 3 months and be able to pick their days instead of being forced into certain days of the year to fish in the middle of winter on small boats, which I think is a good idea. And it's going to go to rulemaking. It'll be voted on by the Marine Resources Council. And whether it becomes rule this year or not will be decided there.
What was the sense you got of the folks that were here tonight?
I thought that they were pretty much very concerned and worried about what they were going to do for a living this winter and have a season. They want to be able to go to work mainly. And they're worried about their own areas they work in. They'd rather see smaller zones than the larger ones that they proposed.
Have they proposed just like 3 up and down the coast, or is it?
Take this. The green ones was open, the red ones was closed.
They'd be closed this entire season, the red ones?
Yeah. Maybe more than this season. See, they went out to the 3-mile line. Guys didn't like that. They wanted more smaller areas. Mm-hmm. Where they could be monitored, and I think more science needs to be done to find out what's happening to the scale.
So you think that they won't be able to do enough observing of the catch in these open areas?
It'd be cost prohibitive. There's no way Marine Patrol's going to be able to afford to patrol all those large areas like that.
These fishermen are lobstermen and others that are just going for the season for scallops, or are these dedicated scallops?
No, there's dedicated scallopers. There's some guys that do both. Myself, I've scalloped in the past. I shrimp and ground fish and lobster myself. So it's people that work in communities, you know, and that's what they want to do. And this right here cuts out communities, makes them travel farther away, so they want it smaller. See, if you lived down here and you had to go, you wanted to scallop, you'd have to move up here for the winter at your closest spot.
You certainly couldn't afford to motor your vessel back and forth.
No.
So you're kind of knocked out unless you're going down into Lincoln County then.
Yeah. Well, Port Clyde's right on this line. If we're going to go anywhere, we'd have to go west. And we usually would fish east like this. We could go east. We'd have to transit the closed area.
What kind of challenges are there going to be from people that are living here that want to scallop here for having people from other areas come down?
That's another problem. So you're going to have Olympic-type fisheries where people will come. They'll come and they'll work this area. So say in the future this area gets beat up and, okay, let's open this area. All the guys from both of these areas are going to pile in there.
So it's just like serial wipeouts, as they call it.
Yeah.
So what would you have recommended then? You said smaller areas?
Yeah, what I recommended was smaller areas with science involved, with find out what's happening to spat, because spat's around and then it doesn't survive to full-size scallops. So I want to see what's happening to it. And, you know, I want to know why the scallops haven't recovered along the coast of Maine. They haven't, and there's a reason. And there used to be a really big fishery here, and there's something going on in the ocean that needs to be solved.
I've read about that historic, and I noticed that Morrison Brewer's scallop replenishment didn't work very much.
No, it's the spat didn't survive. A few years ago, we had blue scallops all up and down the coast. They turned blue, the meats. They were sugar deficient. And for some reason, and no one still doesn't know why, but after that, we had the big die-off, and it hasn't come back.
And you're talking sea scallops, not little bay scallops, but our
sea scallops.
Sea scallops. My gosh. All right. Well, look, thanks an awful lot.
Yeah.